T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, indeedy. Here we go with the fourth and final hour and the penultimate workday of the week with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Yep, it is the bonus hour. It's now underway, and you'll be happy to know as I'm in receipt of this missive from the Gateway Project traffic update, and I quote, "Thanks to the diligence of members of our local utility companies, emergency responders, and SCDOT, the power lines that came down across 85 northbound and southbound last night have been pulled back across the interstate. Crews are tirelessly working to reestablish power to all local businesses and traffic signals affected by this and should complete work by late this evening. While this work is wrapping up, motorists traveling 85 northbound are asked to use exit 51B to access Woodruff Road. And when you get there, then you have a fresh taste of hell awaiting you." No, wait a minute. I just added that part. "Please continue to be patient and observe all speed limits and traffic signage as this work is completed." And then I'm also in receipt of this because a texter said, "Bobby, tomorrow, would you please sweet talk Annie into letting us know what fresh hell the Gateway Project plans to inflict on us this weekend so we can plan ahead?" And then I have the list of what's planned tonight, which includes shutting down 85 southbound. And I could try and read to you all of these road closures and detours, but it would be like my trying to explain Einstein's theory of relativity with crayons and an old notepad. So it just suffice it to say that it's going to be a mess. If you can avoid 85 north and southbound around 385 tonight from like 10 o'clock on, it's to your advantage to do so. Here we go, and here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this evening. Just use the Ingalls Advantage talk line. The number is 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307, and I will get caught up there eventually. And my email address, of course, as always, is bob@1063WORD.com. Waiting patiently to join us because of the tsunami of calls this afternoon is our official, unofficial military affairs correspondent of the Bobby Mack Show. That would be Colonel Ted. And as always, Colonel, Miss Moneypenny, Little Annie, and I all salute you. And by the way, yeah, we do actually salute when we do that.
Is that right? Standing up and all?
Well, we don't go that far, Colonel.
I'm desperately trying to get you off speakerphone here.
Thank you.
And okay. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
I just started the station going. I didn't get you off. Let me just leave it at that. While I was waiting for you, speaking of traffic, I'm on the north side of Atlanta right now.
Oh, boy.
Traffic to thin out a little bit. I'm on my way to the south side of Atlanta.
Well, you're going to have to wait until about 3 in the morning for the traffic to thin out in Atlanta, Colonel.
This is a problem. I'm supposed to be at a concert on the south side at 8 o'clock. Yeah. Fraternity brother, Dave Sanborn, he's a saxophonist that well-known, backed up James Taylor, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right now, my GPS is saying I'm going to get there at 7:30. I'm not convinced that's going to happen. So I don't know how that's going to turn out. But are you there?
Yeah, David Sanborn's a great player. Yeah.
Well, I know. Anyway, yeah, how sweet it is. That's he does a solo on that, which is just really, really good. Anyway, I'm here at a Holiday Inn Express, and I picked up a Lake Hartwell paper, and I turned to a page that says, title, headline, Clemson researchers, seedless watermelons come from seeds. Now, is that earth-shattering news?
Seedless watermelons. Yeah, that's fine. That's like some of my favorites. Red tape holds up new bridge. That's one of my favorites.
I'm not sure I'm going to spend a lot of time reading this story, but it brought to mind Louis Grizzard. And you know New Louis.
I did very well.
Ever walked Earth? One of his funniest routines, he used to pick on Clemson and Auburn
right.
a lot, being a Georgia guy.
Right. He used to say that Auburn was Clemson without a wake.
Anyway, one of the funniest things he ever said at one of his concerts was that the agricultural department at Clemson made a major announcement. They just discovered a new use for sheep. And in a pause, he says, wool. And it takes a while for...
That's unkind. That's unkind. I'm sorry.
That,
yeah, that's just not right, Colonel.
Anyway, I think I just my time, and I did forget what I called you for.
You were going to tell me about your tour of military bases.
Well, I know. Do we have any time left?
We got a minute or so. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think Fort Jackson. Yeah, I told you about tripping and falling at the theater at Fort Jackson, and I've been hurting my shoulder again.
No,
I saw the movie there.
No, you told us you saw the movie. Last Full Measure. Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Well,
at the 1st of May, I fell off the back of my pickup truck and had to have my shoulder replaced.
Jeez,
that took the breath of the fall. Well, anyway, my surgeon. Wednesday released me from physical therapy, and Saturday I tripped and fell in the theater and hit my shoulder on the seat going down to, and it may be fractured.
Oh, geez, real nice, Colonel, real nice.
Yeah. If that had not happened, I'd have bought my camper trailer and been out on the West Coast by now.
Well, you were the way you are going about things, Colonel. You're turning your surgeon. You're becoming his 401k plan.
Well, I know why he's done one of my two rotator cuffs and both my shoulder replacements. And I told him yesterday that I thought I was done with him, and now he's got to do more on my shoulder, it looks like. I hope not another surgery.
Well, I hope not, too. Remind me again, Colonel, how many wounds did you sustain in Vietnam?
I had nary a drop of blood loss.
So you survived.
All my injuries that happened post-Vietnam.
You survived all those people shooting at you with malicious intent, and then you get back here to the world, and you can't stay out of the surgeon's office.
I know there are a bunch of guys over there wanting. They kept trying to kill me with rockets and mortars and that kind of stuff.
I know it, yeah. And they were people who knew how to kill us, too.
Yeah, they had some training in that.
Well, Colonel, I'm sorry to hear about your latest mishap, and good luck with the Atlanta traffic. But we did learn something new today. We learned that that David Sanborn, who's a great player, is a fraternity brother of yours.
Yeah, we were Phi Gamma Delta pledges together, but he left after his freshman year to go to a music school. That's all he wanted to do was do that. I guess it turned out pretty well for him.
I would say so, yeah. David Sanborn's a great player. Colonel, be careful in that Atlanta traffic. Watch your shoulder. Don't trip, stumble, and fall anymore, all right? That's an order.
Yeah, I got to get going here.
Okay. Thank you, Colonel. Poor baby. Yeah. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show. I mentioned earlier in the program we were going to have Bob and the Bobettes were going to deal with a amazing true fact story. We planned to do it in the 5 o'clock hour, and then we got the tsunami of phone calls, and so we had to push it back. But when we come back on the other side, we will deal with today's amazing true facts story. You may have heard about this one. Well, we'll tell you about it. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it seemed appropriate on a steamy, hot Thursday afternoon. Go back for the original from the Golden Oldies Hall of Fame. Eddie Cochran did the original version of Summertime Blues. 6:21 here on the Bobby Mac Show. 21 after 6. Let me see if I can quickly make an effort at catching up on the text line here. Bobby Mac, got to be a joke in there somewhere for Colonel Ted. He's driving on the highway and the sign says uneven shoulder. Got to be something there, right? Great show, Bobby Mac. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, I'm sorry, I already shared that one about the traffic. Bobby, if the citizen had shot the officer in Simpsonville, the outcome would have been different. Bob, did the officer misremember or did he lie? Let me see where else I need to go to catch back up, because I've got a ton of them in here. Here it is. Train, and then train some more. Situational awareness is the key. Bobby, the homeowner didn't know who was at his door. The cop's life is not more important than the homeowner. If the homeowner had shot the officer through the window, would he have been arrested? Of course he would. Bobby, the gun industry sells millions of guns a year, but every time you turn on the news, the headline is police arrest a man who had guns and ammunition in his home. Oh, my goodness. Sounds like everybody I know. Bobby, I'd like to know why Warren and Booker are going to black churches in South Carolina. Anyway, do these people not know what they stand for? All this amazes me. From Ann. I thought it was you could lose your tax-deferred status if you had politicking going on in your church. Bobby, one way to rein in the scaredy-cat LEOs is to strip them of civil immunity, make them personally pay the price for bad judgment, just as our soldiers do. Bobby, if Hugh Leatherman's son, that would be a son-in-law, John Hardy, is 72, how old is Hugh? He is the plug in the swamp. Yeah, he is indeed. That's an apt description. Hugh Leatherman is 88. Bobby, about the shooting in Simpsonville, it was a medical alarm. The dispatcher is also responsible. Bobby, if somebody comes to my door in the middle of the night beating on the door without first identifying themselves from the street, they will be shot. Bobby, so nice of gas to jump 19 cents a gallon yesterday. Have you ever noticed it never goes up a few cents at a time, but it's always a big jump? Did anybody notice Labor Day is right around the corner? Big travel day. Bobby, please ask your callers not to endorse TV lawyers. It's bad enough seeing them on every billboard and at every commercial break. Remember, good lawyers don't have to advertise. From Pat in Piedmont. You can't take a weapon from a CWP holder unless there's a criminal violation, and that's that. Been there, done that. Yeah, but these red flag gun laws they're proposing, that's already happening. Bobby, cops are scared. People are scared. You try calling 911. Good luck. Bobby, I had mentioned earlier, you know, if you think you may be being pulled over, especially at night with an unmarked car with blue lights, and you think it may be somebody, it's a phony cop, you know, drive to a police station or a firehouse. Bobby, but if the fire station or police station's too far away when you get in trouble for the blue lights, you could get charged with running from the law. Yeah, but at least in that situation, you'd still be alive, right? Yes, Moneypenny.
Now, a tip they tell women.
Yep.
If they're scared about pulling over,
right,
they can pick up their cell phone, call 911.
Yeah, and say, do you have an officer who's behind me?
And say, and tell the person on 911, I'm going to pull over, but I want to get to a lighted area.
Right.
Have them, you turn on your flasher so they know that you know they're back there.
Right.
But then the dispatcher tells the officer they're not running, they're waiting to get somewhere safer.
Right.
And anybody can do that.
Yeah, it's in the category of an ounce of prevention, right? All right, 26 after 6, excuse me. And let's go ahead and get to, as previously advertised, today's edition of ATF.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Yes, indeedy. Here we go with today's edition of Amazing True Facts. I'm going to ask Miss Moneypenny and Little Annie in the News Center to chime in on the next story. 91% of employees say they are at least a little bit burned out at their jobs right now. You burned out? According to a new survey, 91% of employees say they're at least a little bit burned out, and their bosses know it. 96% of bosses say their employees are showing signs that they're burned out. On a scale of 1 to 10, the average person ranks their burnout just over half, 5.6, but 28% of those polled are between an 8 and a 10. So what's up with this? Well, here are the top five reasons we're burned out. Number one, constantly being interrupted during work.
What?
What was that?
Huh? Yeah.
Number two, your career is stagnating. My career's all behind me. Number three, an unmanageable workload. Tell me about it. Number four, toxic culture. And number five, having to use dated technology. Yeah. Just because we have wood-burning computers, it's no reason why we should get stressed out. Well, here's the top story today in ATF, Amazing True Facts. This is one heck of a spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
A team of scientists in Germany just created a new blood test. And apparently it's incredibly accurate at predicting when someone is going to die. The test analyzes your blood, looks for risk signs, and predicts whether the person is going to die in the next 5 to 10 years. Now, here's the scary part. It is 80% accurate, meaning that if it tells you you've got less than a decade left, it's probably right, and they're not done. Quote, "We see this as a foundation. We do not see this test as an end point." So what does that mean? Like, one day, maybe sooner than we think, there could be a blood test that'll be able to tell you, you know, the time of day when you're going to croak?
Oh, no.
Which leads us to the question of the day. They got the blood test. The results are in. Do you want to know? Miss Moneypenny, they've taken a sample of your blood. They can predict if you're going to die in the next 10 years. Yay or nay? Do you want to know? Or do you prefer that it come as a surprise to you?
My workload burnout now just went to torch.
Yeah, still working on the burnout. Yeah. What do you think, Moneypenny?
You're giving me 10 seconds to think about this?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to make a snap decision. Ooh. You want to know you're going to die in the next 5 to 10 years, or you don't want to know?
Go on. Let me know when I have a year left.
Okay.
Oh.
It's like the old joke, you know. The guy's doctor calls him and says, hey, I got good news and bad news. What you want first? He goes, give me the good news. And the doctor says, okay, you only got 48 hours to live. The guy says, whoa, wait a second. That's the good news. What's the bad news? And he says, I forgot to call you yesterday.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
That's not good. Little Annie, you got your blood test results in. Do you want to know if you're going to live or die in the next 5 to 10 years?
Heavens to Murgatroyd, no.
Yeah. I'm
no,
with you.
No, I'm afraid I'd do something really stupid.
Yeah, let it come as a surprise to me. Now, of course, you know, with my luck, I tell them, yeah, go ahead and tell me. So, oh, you're going to live at least another 10 years. And then I walk out the door of the radio station and I get hit by a bus, you know, or struck by lightning, you know, or a herd of cattle stampede over me, something.
Bob, if you're not dead yet, you're good.
Well, you got a point. I've made it this far, right? Or as I'm prone to say, so far, so good. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back after Annie brings you up to speed from the News Center with the last half of the bonus hour here on Thursday.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do for four consecutive hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, between 3 and 7. Great to have you along. 6:37 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line 71307. Hey, Bobby, could you please talk about... I'm sorry. Bobby, do you want to share the results of that blood test that your insurance company required? New requirements to be announced soon. Bet on it. Yeah, there you go. Bobby, on 9-1-1, yours truly will turn 72, on 9-11, September 11th, yours truly will turn 72. Needless to say, I know my days are numbered, but who's counting? I'm just living the present moment, from Kathy. I think you got the right idea there, Kathy. Bobby, could you please talk about the fires in the Amazon rainforest? This is an absolute tragedy. The fires have been burning at record rates for over 3 weeks now, and nobody seems to want to mention it. The Amazon is so vital to our planet, and we're letting it burn and be destroyed in silence. Bobby, I got pulled over by a patrolman, so I pulled up to a bridge easement as far off the road as I could. He asked why. I said to give you as much safety margin as possible. Could be the most dangerous part of their job. He looked at my license, said he really appreciated that. Slow down. Have a nice day. Bobby, I bet you don't bring up this subject again. Well, we will if it comes up. Yep, good. Okay, caught up on the text line. Allows me to go to Simpsonville and bring in Kevin here on the Bobby Mac Bonus Hour. Hi, Kevin, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Sir Mac. How you doing today?
So far, so good.
Airborne. Hey, I was going to tell you, I've got a different take on the bend over with the CWP.
Right.
I had an officer tell me that anytime you mention gun or something like that, said the officer blood pressure goes up 20 to 30 points immediately.
Makes sense. Yeah, their radar goes to DEFCON 1.
Yeah, and I've always done what, I mean, I hadn't had tickets, that was 16, but, and I'm 53. But anyhow, what he recommended, he said, as you're pulling over, pull your wallet out, roll your window down, and as, you know, before they get walking up to you, you know, the first thing they'll do is check, make sure you're not a bad person before you start walking up.
Right.
He said, put one hand on the steering wheel, the other hand, hold your CWP and your driver's license out the window and, you know, spread them apart where you can see both of them.
Right.
He said, the officer knows what you mean.
Yeah.
He said, that way, as he's walking up, he sees it. And I've been, you know, traffic stops or license check, I've done that. They'll come walking up, and I've got one hand out the window, the other hand plainly where you can see it.
Uh-huh.
And they never say a word. They just pick it up, look at it, and say, have a nice day, and
yeah,
you drive off.
Yeah, that makes sense, you know, because you're obviously giving them the information they would be looking for without having to say a word.
Right. However, if you are a liberal Democrat, what you're supposed to do is different, okay? Anytime when you're walking down Main Street and you see a cop on the other side of the road,
right,
or if you get pulled over,
right,
you jump out of the car and run at them saying, I got a gun.
Yeah, that's going to have a happy ending, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate the call. Alan is next up. Alan is in Spartanburg. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby Mack. I wanted to make a comment on the about the German scientists predicting about your death and everything.
Right.
I got a big kick out of that laughing, but definitely 100%. There's only one person that knows when you're going to do that and kick the bucket, and that is God himself.
Yeah, and he's got the book, and it's got a start and an end date. It has your sell by date right there in the book, right?
Correct. it amazes me what they come up with nowadays.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And of course, you know, as I jokingly said, that precludes, for lack of a better expression, some act of God. You know, you're being struck by lightning. You're being stepping out in front of a bus at the wrong time. None of that's going to show up in the blood work, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Listen, you have a good day.
You too, Alan. I appreciate the call. Thanks. It's true. There are some things that are just unpredictable, you know? Back to Simpsonville and John, who is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, John, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. And I wanted to compliment Moneypenny. She had a great response or a great advice that she told your listeners on how to handle being pulled over at night. Also, and I would add, it doesn't hurt to keep all your documentation on your dash or something readily available.
Yeah. Yeah, in the glove box. Over, or
by the time you get pulled over, you should have those documentations by the time you're stopped and put your vehicle in park. That way the cop doesn't see you as fidgeting around. And they're readily at hand. They're easily seen. They're in open sight.
Uh-huh.
I would add to her advice, but she gave excellent advice.
Yeah, these are just, you know, common sense best practices, for lack of a better description. But look, you know, if you're fishing around in your purse or in your wallet, trying to find your driver's license, your insurance card, and all the rest, anytime your hands are out of sight of the officer, they are going to be little on the nervous side, and who could blame them? I mean, they don't know if you're going to come up with your license and your CWP card and your insurance card, or if you're going to come up, with a Glock.
Correct. I would like to add that I have a concept. It's called From Mayberry to Mayhem.
Yeah.
As far as law enforcement, it used to be peace officers. Now they're law enforcement.
Right.
I could tell you the evolution of it because I've trained and trained with local, state, and federal agencies for over a decade.
Uh-huh.
Got out of it about 5 years ago. The reason why is because since the mid to late 90s, the FBI, whenever they had new recruits come in, they would watch a video.
Right.
And the video was describing our founding fathers as terrorists.
What?
Yes. This was after Waco and Ruby Ridge. You had the militia forming.
Right.
The FBI said that the founding fathers, in today's definitions, would be considered terrorists.
Oh, yeah. I see where they're going with that. Right. And it's funny because Ruby Ridge really did. That was the tipping point for the militia groups and all the rest.
Correct. Also, you have some of the leading and most populated agencies throughout the country. They're sending people over to Israel for the IDF training.
Uh-huh.
The difference is the IDF trains for enemy combatants in war with the Palestinians.
Right.
American citizens are not enemies, but our common, everyday, current police forces are being trained to view us as enemies.
Yeah.
Whenever I was training guys, they were 35 years or above. They had been with the force for 10 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have them watch the FBI video before we would pick who we would train. And depending on their reaction to that video is how we called out and selected who we would train.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
And it's gotten to I was so frustrated. 5 years ago, I resigned. The only people that I deal with now are either they're going to retire in 5 years or uh-huh. they've been retired for 5 years.
Right.
And that includes Greenville.
Yeah.
Greenville PD, Greenville Sheriff's Department, Simpsonville. It's just there's a totally different mentality to the police force of anyone, I would say, 40 years old or younger. They view us as enemies.
Man, that
is unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. It's sad that we've reached that state, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I just got overwhelmed and said, "The heck with it."
Yeah, I can relate to that. I can certainly understand that. Well, thank you for your years of service, John, and thanks for the advice. I think it makes a lot of sense. I appreciate your being here. 6:47, 13 before 7 now here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Welcome back. The closing minutes of the Thursday edition here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby says a texter, so not only does the government know what you will look like in 50 years, thanks to that face app thing that was popular a while back, but now they will have your blood straight out of a science fiction novel. Bobby, a patient asks the doctor, am I dying? The doctor responds, well, we're all dying, but some are dying faster than others. Patient says, what about me? And the doctor says, you? You're the Usain Bolt of dying. Oh, boy. I don't want to hear that. Also on the text line, Bobby, cops freak out, justifiably so, if you are reaching for the glove box. To the phones we go. Let's head to Spartanburg, bring in Tom here on the program. Hi, Tom, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to be on. I wanted to tell you about a friend of mine that's created something that's going to save a lot of lives.
What's that?
It's called the Blue Light Butler, and you clip it on your sun visor and put all your documents that a police officer would need into it. And then if you get pulled over, it snaps onto your window. You just let your window down a little bit.
Right.
And you put it on there. And put your hands on the wheels, and he's got all the documents he needs.
Well, I'll tell you what, it makes you proud to be an American, doesn't it? I mean, you know, I love the entrepreneurial spirit that we see all the time in this country, and there's another great example right there.
Yeah, just go out to www.bluelightbutler.com, and you can order yours today.
Nice. I think I'll get one of those. That sounds like a good idea. BlueLightButler.com is the web address, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I appreciate your sharing that. Thank you, Tom. Ralph is along next. He's in Spartanburg. Hi, Ralph, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bob, I know time's winding down. Let me ask you, why do they allow these dark tints in these cars that put police officers over there, Larry?
You know,
I had a red car. I wanted to get a light red tint. That's illegal. You can see through it, but it would be illegal.
Yeah, you know, I ran into that, too, because I never buy a new car. I'm too cheap, and I don't like the way when you drive it immediately off the lot, it depreciates by $10,000 or whatever. And the last one that I bought, I was going to pick it up, and they called me, and they said, we've got a bit of a delay here. Because the car had come from Florida, and they said, we just checked the windshield window tint, and it's legal in Florida, but it's not legal in South Carolina, so we have to remove that tint and put on another one that is legal that's not as dark.
Because if I can't see you riding it, how many in the day, how am I supposed to do that at night?
Good question.
I might be standing by everybody out of the car.
Yeah. And let me see. And let me see your hands when you're coming out, too, right?
Yeah. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Have a good one, Bob.
Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate it. Yeah, everybody face down in the asphalt. Mercy. Tomorrow, of course, is Friday, and traditionally, as we always do on Friday, it'll be the free-for-all. Today turned into a tsunami of calls, as Moneypenny likes to refer to it, chasing the white rabbit when something just kind of takes off and goes viral of its own accord. So who knows what'll happen tomorrow on the Friday free-for-all, but you are certainly invited back. And we thank you for being along today as well, as we do every day. And don't forget, I wanted to mention one more time, the Bobby Mack and Tara I Stand limited edition sets, mugs and T-shirts now available. Just go to our website, 1063WORD.com, and get yours.
And just letting everybody know, I did some checking, and there's only 144 sets.
Okay.
So get yours now.
Act quickly. Thanks so much for being along. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.